Chapter 1. French Pyrenees, April 2016.
Ouch!
Amy squealed as her knee made painful contact with the bedside table. Feeling for the edge of the bed with her hand, she sat down to rub the bruised area, muttering to herself under her breath. Bruises caused by bumping into things are a fact of life when you're blind, but that still didn't stop them hurting. Luke had given her his usual tour of her room before leaving her on her own. She now knew the location of the bathroom, how to operate the shower, and the fact that the towels were hidden away at shoulder level in the corner of the room above the radiator. He had warned her of the slight step at the door and the television placed dangerously at head height on a bracket attached to the end wall. He hadn't thought to warn her about the sharp corners of the bedside table, but she didn't hold it against him. After a few moments, the pain diminished, and she stood up again, felt cautiously for the offending bedside table, and, avoiding it, headed for the window rather more carefully this time. The heating was full on, and it was boiling in the room. Three paces, and she reached the curtains. The window was old traditional French, with an oval metal handle set in the middle. She located it and gave it a hefty twist. With a screech of protest, the sashes swung back towards her, and a breath of cold mountain air swept in. Along with it came the sound of an owl, out there, somewhere in the hotel grounds. She stood there for a few moments, breathing in the night air and reflecting on the events of the past few weeks. There was no doubt in her mind. Her decision to follow the pilgrimage route to Compostela had been the best she had made for years. She could genuinely say that, for the first time since the accident, there had been a smile on her face every single day of this amazing trip. She returned to the bed and sat down again. Reaching into her bag, she located her laptop and switched it on. The screen reader software was amazing. This managed to read the words on the computer screen.